Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind. We want to know so badly. That's what we named the show. What's On Your Mind. You are the greatest resource in all of radio, and we appreciate you very much. So don't hesitate to let us know what's on your mind and get something off your chest. Have a say about something. Pick up that phone and join the discussion right here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One more time, nice and slow, 701-258-0550, toll-free 800-228-0550. Just write that down, put on a little sticky note, put it right by the phone, or put it on your favorites, your speed dials. Speed dial, that's a term that sort of went away, I think. Speed dial, don't hear that much anymore.
Well, if you use the term answering machine in this day and age.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the voice.
Especially if you have one that uses a cassette tape yet. If you got one of those, probably got to get a new one at some
point. It's St. Patrick's Day, so the luck of the Irish to you. Does luck exist, do you think, Todd? What say you about luck? Are you a believer in luck?
Sure.
Good fortune.
Explain all those Powerball winners.
Ralph Engel said.
It's not a skill game, is it?
He had a great line about luck. I think it was something to the effect of the harder I work, the luckier I get, which I think is a way of saying you make your own luck. But anyway, if you have a theory on that, feel free to share it with us today. We did not get a chance to get to everybody that wanted to help this Fargo woman in distress over the blue laws. We're going to get back to that here in a moment. Jim in Fargo has been waiting to weigh in. We didn't get a chance to get him in with our farmer friend, Chad Weckerly, last hour. So we'll get Jim in here and welcome other calls as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Oh, great show. Another great show, I should say. this must be, speaking of luck on St. Patrick's Day, this must be my lucky day because I opened up my email this morning and I got an email out of the blue from somebody in Nigeria. They've got a couple of $1 million they need help bringing to America.
Well, great. Once you get that, feel free to call us and, we'll share in the wealth with you. I'm sure yeah, it's good as in your bank account.
So, well, thank you. I appreciate
it. St. Patrick's Day, it's obviously luck getting an email like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I listening to Chad brought back a lot of memories because in 1960, I'll be 63 soon. But in 1960, we moved to Minnesota. My father bought a farm, and one of the first things he did was to put in tile, drainage tile. And he died a few years ago, but we spoke many times about just wondering how long it was going to be before the bureaucrats in Washington entered the process, and they have, of course. But I thought that cloning hadn't been perfected yet, has it?
Cloning?
Yes.
Now who do you think was cloned?
Well, I think the bureaucrats that were working on the approval process for the Keystone Pipeline might have been cloned.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Makes no sense. It's really, like I say, I thought Chad made a great argument about, you wouldn't think of building a house without drain tile, right? And it's, it's not a problem. Why are farmers discriminated against in that regard? I think those are the kind of arguments you've got to make to wake people up to realize, what's ridiculous, because they just drip, 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 add more of these regulations, and you just take it. And really, as you explained from your dad's day till now, why? What mandates that? Where does it make any sense? How can they defend it, right?
Yeah, that's right. And in Minnesota, the joke recently has been that keep all animals and under control, because if the animal urinates in an area and the satellite imagery picks it up as a wetland.
I hear you. I hear you.
The other question I have was that I'm not a farmer. But is it possible for non-farmers like myself to pay the $50 and support the Farm Bureau?
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of folks enjoy NONAC Mutual Insurance, so they're Farm Bureau members, and they get the rates from North Dakota Farm, Farm Mutual Insurance. Oh. So that's not uncommon, but it's a great idea and a great way to support. And of course, then you get all the discounts too. So,
Well, that's certainly because I do it. Thank you very much. I just appreciate the support to the farmers, because without the American farmer, we wouldn't have the nation that we do.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. You bet. Good to hear from you. Call again, Jim, if you would. Jim in Fargo. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's Fred in Wing. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, Chad did a nice job there. I know Chad. He's a pretty good farmer. And he did a nice job explaining that drain tile. And it's something that that needs to be in some places. And, boy, we sure got a lot of water up here after this snow left. Even with this little bit of snow, all the sloughs are full. And you go around there, and it's tough. It really is. But another reason that I called, Scott, is the governor is going to sign that bill about the corporation farming. And I'm hoping that he won't. And the reason that I'm hoping that he won't is because I'm a conservative, just like our governor and most of our legislators down there. But I think sometimes we get caught up in pro-business, and we forget about that this corporation farming thing is really not pro-business. I sat in on the hearings down there and the House hearing on the corporation farming bill, and I listened to the dairy farmer that wanted to have it, and I listened to the hog farmers that wanted to have this exemption for them two businesses. And they said that one of the reasons why they wanted to have it is they couldn't get money to expand. Well, if they can't get money to expand in the market, then why would they want a corporate? Why would a corporation want to give them money to expand? And I'm going to answer my question. The reason that a corporation wants to expand and spend money when the rest of the open market, the free market, the marketplace doesn't say you can, by a good sense of bankers or whatever, is they want to come in and expand their market share. And I'm going to go back. I spoke at the hearing down there, and I told the senators that this is what happened way back when the hogs were going out in this country. We used to have hog businesses all over this country, and they sold into a market. They sold their product into a market, and then it went and the big companies bought it. But at that time, a lot of states expanded their corporation farming laws or deleted them. And they were building hog businesses by the thousands in some of these states where the corporation farming laws were relaxed. And they were built at a time when the pigs were only 22 cents. So it didn't make market sense, but it made market share sense for them. So now those hog businesses and those dairy businesses are not going to sell product into this state. That product's going to go directly to a major corporation and be sold in the store. They're going to own it from hoof to the store. Does that resonate with you guys?
Well, I think it's a question of whether we want swine and dairy operations in the state or we don't. And to me, these two exemptions, like other states have done, have brought those two particular sectors of the ag economy back off the mat. It's just the way those industries have gone. They've gone to the bigger operations, and to get capital, you need to go that route and allow that. So, And I think the governor will sign it. Obviously passed rather handily in the House and the Senate. And, you know, the only arguments against it was really were, well, this could mean other changes will come, but those are separate votes, obviously. So,
well, the reason that there isn't any hog operations in the state, and the reason that there isn't any dairy operations in the state, is because when they have market share, they don't care what the price is down low for the coming off their business. It gets taken directly from their farms into their processing plants and gets sold in their stores. And why would we want to go back and let them have more market share so there would never be a chance? And these guys are not going to be farmers anymore. They are going to be producers for the big company.
Well, again, that's a choice they're going to have. Fred, appreciate the call, and you stated your position well. Let's see if others agree with you. We asked for some input from farmers on that change, historic change. Welcome others as we continue. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it, we will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding, we must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Hey, Scott Hinn here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get free nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. Three nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It. And you may be thinking I'm talking about the parts that you need, right? Because a lot of folks that fix your vehicles get their parts from Heedalls, right? And folks that work on their own cars get their parts from Heedalls. And they find that Heedalls over the years, 100-plus years of history, no small amount of time, has the inventory, they have the coverage, they have some great shops. You know, I mean, the shops and the services they offer are incredible. But what he all really has that I want you to know most about today is the expertise, the people. Wonderful folks. I chatted the other day with Bonnie Schlatteroff in Detroit Lakes, and Bonnie's worked for Hedolls a lot of years, on and off, I guess, for about 18 years, and told me some great stories about growing up in a family, learning from her brother. She had, are you ready for this? No kidding, 8 brothers. That's right. She was one of 6 girls in the family, 8 brothers, and, started, they were just mechanically inclined as a family, she told me. Worked on bikes and tearing stuff apart, and her first vehicle, a 1965 blue Mustang with a hard top. Is that great or what? That's right. So Bonnie now spends her time helping others find the part they need to make sure they have what they need to get back on the road. And being mechanically inclined herself, she knows what they're talking about and can find it, digs it up, loves doing that for their customers. And whether that's folks in Detroit Lakes or Monaga, Monoman, Park Rapids, Holly, Park Rapids, all the little towns in between, Fergus and Wolf Lake and Wadena, they literally do whatever they need to do. So it's really amazing to see what they do. They're good people at Hedolls. 100-plus years of service. Check them out at Hedolls.com or stop and see them. Al Bosch in Bismarck, John Hanson in Fergus Falls. You walk in the door or call. These are the folks you're going to talk to get you what you need. Travis Ketterling in Mandan. Of course, Bonnie Schlatteroff in Detroit Lakes. Gene Wolfer down in Linton. Chris Dugue in Hettinger. Mike Bender in Glendive. Jim McDonald in Sydney. Josh Kemet in Williston. Matter of fact, I talked to Josh yesterday. Kevin Lawson in Minot, Jason Nagel in Aberdeen, Steve Stanton in Watertown. I'm going to be telling you their stories in the coming days because they're good ones. Hedolls has it. Most importantly, great people. All right, so we started the show today with really a distress call from a woman in Fargo. And I don't know if this woman is faking this distress call. Or if, she is in real distress. When I say faking, I mean sometimes these people that write these letters really are just, they send them to all the newspapers and somebody else writes them and then they sign them. And, it's kind of just another way to get the word out about something. And it's a made-for-editorial page letter to the editor story. It isn't necessarily a real story. So I don't know which is real and which is not, but I'm going to take her at her word that she's really in distress over North Dakota's blue laws. And we ask you, is it time for a change? Or maybe we just suggest some things for this poor woman to do on Sunday morning, because that was what sparked the letter. She wrote this letter saying that she was writing from home on a Sunday morning before noon because there's nothing else to do in Fargo besides get groceries or go to a gas station. Nothing else to do. And blamed it all on North Dakota's old-fashioned blue laws. And she used to live in Minnesota, moved to Fargo, and she said they used to have this problem when they'd come from Minnesota. They'd come to town, go to the mall, and see empty parking lots. And see these signs at Walmarts that say, due to North Dakota's blue law, the Walmart is closed midnight Saturday through noon Sunday. And, she said she likes to shop with her family. She also says the law is hurting North Dakota and forcing people to take their money across the border to Minnesota. Did a little research and found there were some changes made in 1991. To open all stores afternoon, and now North Dakota is the only one of all 50 states to have blue laws restricting the time businesses can operate on Sundays. And she is she's suggesting that we need to catch up with the times and get to it. Her name, by the way, just in case anybody wants to verify whether this actually happened, Danielle Hakenkamp, okay? I think is how you say that, Hakenkamp. So in the first hour, we had a lot of folks either agreeing with her that it was time to change North Dakota's blue laws and end them, and other folks with some very helpful suggestions on what she ought to do. Here's a couple more calls that came in that we hadn't got to yet.
Yeah, in regards to the blue laws, I guess they didn't have stores open on Sunday because they thought it was an affront to the Sabbath. But the Catholic Church is the one that changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. So where's the affront to God on that? Have a great day.
All right. And another?
As far as the blue law of North Dakota is concerned, I rather like it. Myself, personally, I'm a Christian. I don't really like to have to work on Sundays, but unfortunately, I have to often. But for the people that do have to work in the malls and retail and other places, I think some of them like that idea because it does give them a chance to go to church in the morning. But, you know, God forbid we allow the Christians to have a little bit of time in the morning on Sundays to go to church. Thank you. I think it's fine.
All right. Two perspectives there. Lee says, you know, Scott, I don't get you. You want to hold on to North Dakota old-time values, but yet you do nothing but brag up this oil boom and all the good it does for the state, but downplay all the rapes, abductions, abuse of drugs, and on and on. But you want to cut this person down because you want to be proud we have a blue law. Come on, man. Wow. A lot to respond to there, but I'll defer to the callers. You can respond if you find it necessary. Mark and Dickinson, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm not speaking either in favor or opposed to the blue law, but as far as the losing income or revenue to Minnesota is a very legitimate point. If we go back to the legislative session, I don't remember the year, but the legislature approved a home rule charter law because Grand Forks, Fargo, and Wahpeton bars were losing a lot of revenue because they could not stay open until 2 a.m. when Minnesota extended its bar openings until 2 a.m. So even for that 1 hour, because at that time North Dakota bars were only allowed to be open until 1 a.m. Even though, so that's only 1 hour that was really driving the bars into the ground in the Grand Forks, Fargo, and Wahpeton. They'd go to East Grand Forks, Moorhead, and Breckenridge, respectively. So as far as the economic impact, it's there, or potentially. Maybe it is there right now, but that 1 hour made a lot of difference.
And all right. Is that enough of a reason to change it? Mark's point is, I think it's a little bit different. I don't know that we're doing apples to apples there, because if you're downtown Fargo and you have a bar and, you know, you might say, well, my choices are to go to Fargo Bar and I'll get booted at 1, or since it's 11, maybe I'll go to Moorhead because I'll have an extra hour. Little different than I think. I need a hammer. Can I wait till after, noon to get it, or am I just going to go get it now? You know what I'm saying? Although I don't doubt there's probably some bleed there. Lance at Tioga, what's your take?
You know, I think it's pretty silly myself, because we have 6.5 days out of the week that we can shop all we want. If we can't plan our day knowing that the store is going to be closed, I mean, I think it's pretty silly. Personally, the whole idea that you're going to be sleeping, most people anyways will be asleep from midnight till about 6 a.m. That leaves you 6 hours out of the whole week that you can't go to the store and buy something. And your convenience stores are still open.
Hang on, Lance. We'll finish after the break. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Programming notes, Senator John Hovind scheduled to join us today on the program. Will now be joining us on Thursday, this exact time. So, not tomorrow, but Thursday, Senator John Hovind takes your calls on what's on your mind. It was scheduled for this morning, and there were some votes that were unexpected in the Senate that came up, so... That is the reason Senator Hovind is not here. In the meantime, we're chatting about you with what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. By the way, a couple of bizarre incidents yesterday. One early this morning, actually, in Jamestown, an officer involved shooting in Stutsman County. I'm always amazed now how reporting on any incident involving a suspect being shot is now very Ferguson-like. But anyway, one man taken to the hospital after a shooting involving Jamestown police and the Stutsman County Sheriff's Office, as is reported in Valley News Live. Police say the incident started just after 12 a.m. Tuesday when a convenience store worker called to report a suspected intoxicated individual leaving the store. When an officer attempted to approach the subject, the man drove off at a high rate of speed, headed south on 281. Police say the man turned his vehicle on the officers, ramming two patrol vehicles. Finally stopped on the 1000 block of 4th Avenue Southwest. As an officer approached the vehicle, investigators say the man tried to run him over. That's when members of the Jamestown Police Department and Stutsman County Sheriff's Office discharged their weapons, striking the suspect. The man was transported to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center for his injuries. He has not been named, but police say he's a 43-year-old man from Tracy, Minnesota, placed under arrest for felony DUI, fleeing or attempting to elude in a motor vehicle, reckless endangerment, and criminal mischief. Law enforcement officials that were involved are now on paid administrative leave, and the investigation of the incident turned over to the North Dakota Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Again, it sounds to me like if he's not shot, they get run over. So understand that situation completely. Another incident, too, with a man yesterday on a high-speed chase, 132 miles an hour. I don't know if it was a chase, but he was going 100. This was a modest state. Trying to find the story before I get back to calls here. A guy clocked at 132 miles an hour. This too from Valley News Live. North Dakota Highway Patrol arresting a man for reckless driving after clocking him at 132 miles an hour on I-94. The Highway Patrol started getting calls just after 9 a.m. yesterday that someone was speeding and cutting off other drivers. A few minutes later, a trooper clocked the vehicle going 132 and a 75 just west of West Fargo. Driving a 2003 Mercedes-Benz E320, pulled over at a mile marker 346, Sean Offman Muhammad of San Diego, California, given a $285 speeding ticket. Is that enough? There he's using his car for a weapon. Arrested for misdemeanor reckless driving, but Looks to me like the fine could be a little bit higher. All right, back to the calls here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're talking to Lance in Tioga. So, Lance, you want the law to stand as is. You think it's one that ought to...
Yeah, if you can't find something to do for 6 hours Sunday morning, you probably need to reevaluate your priorities.
And you're okay with North Dakota being the only one left in the nation to have a law like this?
Yep, and I remember I think 91 was my first election I was old enough to vote in, and personally, I think we operated just fine before they changed the Sunday opening law, so.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think we're being called fuddy-duddies by a lot of folks on the other side of it, say, oh, come on, give me a break, it's a government intervention and free markets, and to me, it's a tradition that can stand. I'm okay with it. I'll take the fuddy-duddy labels. As long as you're with me, Lance, okay?
I am. Thank you.
You bet. Good to hear from Tioga today, one of my favorite places on the planet. Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I'm Sam. It's good to talk to you finally. I just want to preface any comments I make by saying that I was all against the smoking bans in restaurants and bars. I'm a firm believer in free commerce and free trade, and I think that any restrictions on such just brings our whole economy down in a way that we can't ever really reclaim, because as you know, the left wing applies things and they only get thicker. But I would like to say that there's no parity in the blue laws. And if you understand the word I'm using, there's no fairness, because certain businesses can be open, certain businesses cannot be open. Certain, you know, commerce is allowed and certain commerce is not allowed. And it really should be up to the people that run and own the businesses whether they want to be open and whether they think it would be economically feasible to be closed a certain time. I mean, if the business is run by a bunch of, say, Jewish individuals, they might want to close on Saturdays. Can you think what I'm saying?
I do. Okay. Yeah. No, I'll concede. I'm guilty as charged. I'm same with you on smoking. To say, look, it's a legal product. You don't like to don't go in the restaurant if they allow.
Right.
You know?
And if you feel that a no smoking restaurant or bar would be economically viable, then have at it.
I guess where I'm coming from is that it's not that big a deal to do without the stores. I hear what you're saying. And I am a free market guy, but I'll admit to being inconsistent on this one. I'm just saying it's a law that stood for a long time. I kind of like the fact that North Dakota is different in that regard, and that we say, you know what, do you really need to shop? Now, I'll go with you. Why then allow, oh, you can buy food, but you can't buy a hammer, right? You know, or,
right.
You know, you can buy a tank of gas, but you can't buy a shovel, you know. I mean,
yep.
So there's some things after the change.
But you can buy a shovel at the C-store.
Yeah, and
you know,
C-store can open, but Walmart can't. Yeah,
right. Yeah. And it's just the parity. I don't like the lack of parity. I think that's fair.
On the other hand, I also think we can live. You know, I think we can live without those changes. And I think there's other things. Part of the reason I read this letter is this woman sounded like she was ready for, you know, counseling. She's in distress,
yeah, well,
and I'm thinking, my Lord, there's other things you can do with your Sunday morning.
There may be some other issues going on there, but. You know, we're not here to try and figure out her situation. She's asking a particular question, so.
She is. Christian, nice to hear from you. Great insight. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Let's see. John in Fargo is next up. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, it's funny how both the blue law and the corporate farming thing seems to come down to money, and that's the only answer we have for it. Now, I grew up on a farm, and from our farm, I could see five other farms that all had dairy, and they would also probably have hogs or something. Well, now there's no dairy left in the county I grew up in, and to be able to sell hogs, you have to have a contract ahead of time. It's not like the old days where you could call up the shipper truck and he'd come out and, you know, you sell the herd or whatever you want to do. The other problem with this is this. With the big operations, when you're talking cattle, hogs, or dairy, when you concentrate that many animals in one place, then you do have more pollution problems and disease problems. We tend to have a lot more antibiotics used because of it. The big dairies have diseases that we never heard of and have salmonella even in the milk at times. It's the same with people, too. You concentrate people in the big cities instead of having spread out on the land, more pollution, more disease, and with people, of course, more crime. So there's something to be said for going back to what actually worked better rather than simply concentrating everything and saying, oh, well, you know, we bring these corporates in, we'll get these big herds. The big corporation operations are what destroyed the small ones in the first place.
But, of course, we don't allow it now, and you have swine and dairy operations going away. You have less and less numbers. The idea here was if you didn't create these exemptions for dairy and swine operations, that it wouldn't exist. It would go away altogether. We wouldn't want that, would we?
That's because I know it happened in our area. It got to where the dairy operations, whatever, you know, cheese factory, whatever, would no longer pick up from the small operators. So they squeezed them out. When the big corporate operations got enough market share, they had enough weight to squeeze the rest of the little guys out for the most part.
So this is a way to counter that, is what I'm saying. You'll at least have producers in North Dakota have the opportunity to go access some of this capital and be part of these operations. I mean, that's why I think the exemption makes some sense.
They're not simply accessing capital. They're being controlled then. There are chains attached to this money. And they will they'll pick maybe one guy in this area, and they'll concentrate on him, and then he'll become bigger and bigger, and any small person in the area will end up being squeezed out.
So your argument is better that they just go away than have that opportunity.
The whole problem of corporate farming has done a great deal of damage to our agriculture.
All right, John, appreciate it. I don't know if you're living the day of the family farm, but I think that's a little bit of folklore too. I mean, it's just those days are gone. Family farm, these are big, big business operations. Carolyn Dickinson, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Well, I kind of agree with the former guy, but that's not what I called about. I called about the blue law. I'm a transplant. I've only been here for about 55 years now. Well, there's some people in my community that still consider me a transplant. I've only raised 7 kids, and I have 22 grandkids. But if you'll remember, and I don't remember what year it was, we had to have Sunday shopping because of all the money it was going to bring in from Canada. Whatever happened to that? And if these people can't have those 12 hours are the only 12 hours that they have to shop in a week. And just because everybody else jumps into Garrison Dam doesn't mean that North Dakota has to, too. I mean, what's wrong with being individuals out here? That's
great
what we're about.
Great thoughts, Carol. And by the way, I'm a newborn compared to you because I'm only 32 years transplant from Minnesota, so
I've only been here 18. Did I just move here then?
I think you're safe, Carol. I think you're one of us. I think you're a North Dakotan through and through.
I consider myself through and through a North Dakotan. Don't worry.
All right, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call, Patricia in South Dakota. What's on your mind?
I'd like to make a comment about the blue laws. I used to live in Fargo. And I would go to the mall, and it was amazing. This lady talks about bringing her family together to shop, yet when families go into the mall, they split. Dad goes one way, mom goes another, and the kids go somewhere else. That's not bringing the family together. It's kind of locating them all in one central shopping area, but they're still not together. That's all I've seen, and I think it's sad.
I don't disagree. Or they're staring into a cell phone, for crying out loud. A lot of that going on, too. Patricia, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Up against the break. More coming up and more of your calls straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If we're the last state in the nation to have a blue law, look at how many other things that we're leading the nation at. I think the nation should follow our example instead of us trying to keep up with the rest of the nation. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that very much. And more of your take coming up in just a moment here in our final segment of What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And I love getting a chance to find out what is on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Chris, a farmer from Wolford, is here, and he's getting ready for spring planting. Tell us more, Chris. How's
farmers
it going?
Farmers are busy lining up seed, fertilizer, chemical, and other crop inputs this time of year. We're taking a careful look at seed varieties and fertilizer rates to make sure we have the best product available to consumers at harvest time. These important decisions will affect our ability to feed the growing world and put food on our table. Our machine sheds are being opened up, and our machinery is carefully being serviced and repaired. Making sure our machinery is in top shape means we can place our seed and fertilizer exactly where it needs to be, while at the same time protecting the environment around us. With spring being a busy time of year, farmers are always looking at our surroundings, making sure safety is one of our top priorities.
That's good to know. Thank you, Chris. Safety first as we head into a busy planting season. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Busy spring planting season ahead. Maybe that's the answer for our friend Danielle that needs more to do on Sunday. She should get MyPillow, then she could sleep. And, you know, sleep a little later on Sunday. Might not be a bad idea. In all seriousness, we'd love for you to take advantage of the two-for-one deal that can't last forever. 50% off on the original classic pillow when you use the promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or that special number will get you that great deal of 50% savings. I repeat, half off, and it can't last forever. And a lot of folks love the two-for-one deal. They get two of the pillows. Nice setup. This is all celebrating the 10th anniversary of MyPillow and also the official pillow designation from the National Sleep Foundation. Comes with a 10-year warranty, the 60-night money-back guarantee. A great story from a listener in Wahpeton the other day about her husband not snoring anymore after MyPillow. Incredible. All right, 800-228-0550. Here's another call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Hi, this is Mike in Minot. I like the back when Sundays were closed all together. That's why when we had the moose picnic, the eagles picnic, all the other picnics. And that's why all the holidays are put on Sundays, because that's when the families got together. It was the one day we could count that our dad would be home and we could go fishing or do something as a family unit. That's all went away, and now you can see how it's progressed.
All right, so there's some value to it. And by the way, you can be in business and survive. Hobby Lobby is a good example. There's a few others out there that just say, we're not going to do this on Sunday. Oh, my gosh, we've had a lot of debate about this, all from a letter to the editor that we shared at the top of the program. Lots of calls. It's been fun. Bob and Grafton, let's get you in here. What's on your mind, Bob?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I mean, does everything have to revolve around money and profit? I mean, good night. You know, the law used to be nothing was open on Sundays. Well, then they changed it and things are open after noon. Now you kind of got the best of both worlds. But that's not good enough. Now you got this person, other people complaining. They want everything open on Sundays. And a caller a couple calls ago, I agree with him, but I disagree with him also. You know, I agree that it should be up to the private business to do whatever they choose to do. If they want to open at noon, so be it on Sundays. If they want to close on Sundays for religious beliefs, great, fine. It should be their choice. But how did that work out for the cake maker in Oregon and the wedding photographer in the other state that didn't want to participate with a homosexual marriage based on their religious beliefs? It's their private business. Well, how did they fare with that? How long do you think it would be if businesses decided to go ahead and close at noon or stay closed until noon or close altogether on Sundays if they open this law? Yeah, they'll lose a little bit of business at first, but how long do you think it will be before then they start getting ridiculed that they should be open like the rest of the businesses? You know, it's just a shame that we have to. The Christians have to fight for every little piece that we can get.
On topic a little bit, if they would have had a sign that said, we have the right to refuse to serve anyone that you do happen to see in some businesses with, like, the cake maker and stuff, been off the hook then?
Yeah.
Or is that sign a complete waste? I kind of wonder about that. You see those signs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, appreciate the call. Absolutely. Emailer says, being open on Sunday will not increase sales, just overhead. Most people at the mall on Sunday are looking, can't pay bills with lookers. Small retailers absorb the extra hours themselves. I already work 6 days a week, not including work at home. Yeah, interesting take on that as well, especially that the part about I thought, you know, maybe on a border city you're going to lose some, but I don't think that's as bad as people say. I think by and large, and, you know, there are opinions on all sides of this, but by and large, most folks are of the opinion it's a tradition that can stand. It's a tradition that can stay. So, interesting.
Leave it up to the business.
Yeah, well, that would mean the law changes. If you leave it up to the business, in my mind, most of them are going to open because they're just not going to be closed when their competitors open. But anyway, good debate. And check out the photo of Governor Mark Dayton on the Facebook page, either mine, Scott Hannon, or What's on Your Mind, and see if you can tell what's bugging me there. And keep this debate going. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut. Pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.